Today is Friday, March 16th, 1990, and I am in the office at Cal State Long Beach of Connie Glenn, who is the director of the art gallery here and wears a number of other hats, which she's going to tell us about in the course of this interview. This is an interview for the Archives of American Art, and Connie, as I have found out over the past 16 years, has made an enormous impact on the history of American art by being a pioneer, by being, an original. Connie, when did your career in American art start, or your career in art? I shouldn't limit it to America.
Well, my background in art dates back to early education. I was interested in art from the time I was in grade school. Career, you mean employment?
Not really. I mean, what provoked your involvement? What when did you notice that art was going to be your career?
Oh, I probably was 5 or 6.
Uh-huh. And you were in Kansas?
Yeah. I mean, at that time I thought I wanted to be an artist.
Uh-huh.
And I was an only child, and I spent all my time drawing and reading and doing things that were related to art. And I didn't know at that time that I didn't have the wherewithal to be an artist. I presume that if one studied drawing, one became an artist. And I went probably all through grade school, high school, thinking I was going to be an artist of some sort, or an architect. I was very interested in architecture. I studied architecture and received a BFA in interior design from the University of Kansas.
In Lawrence?
Yeah. And went to work immediately as a designer.
In Kansas City?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And got married at the same time. And went to Wichita Falls, Texas with Jack when he was sent there as a part of his college commitment to the military, and then worked as a designer, and I also taught design and had a freelance design business that basically provided design consultancies to architects, color consultancies to architects.
This was in the late 50s, early 60s?
This was 1955.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, I worked as a designer in Wichita Falls the whole time that Jack was stationed there in the Air Force, and had quite a bit of art history as a part of this original college degree. And like all young marrieds, you know, we hung Picasso reproductions on the walls and so forth, and I didn't really have much knowledge about what collecting art meant.
You had two museums at least. Though you had the university.
I didn't grow up with a museum.
Oh, you didn't?
No, not in Topeka, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
Jack did grow up with a museum. And the museum at the university, at the time we were in college,
was in a house.
Well, it was in a historic building.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very traditional affair with icons and artifacts and mm-hmm. so forth. So there wasn't a great involvement. Oh, I was in it. In that museum when I was in college, because I attended classes that were held in the basement of it, but it wasn't, you know, anything I was greatly involved in. But Jack did grow up with the Nelson Gallery in Kansas City, which is a very major museum, and he was taken there as a child and, you know, had child art classes there and all that stuff. So he had involvement with the museum much earlier than I did. We were sent to Europe as a part of his military assignment. We were sent to live for brief periods in Wiesbaden, Germany, Tripoli, Libya, and London for an assignment at military base in a place called South Ruislip, England. And when we were in Wiesbaden, we were sort of 6 hours driving distance from all the major capitals in Europe, and Jack taught classes in a time fashion that gave him long weekends, because he taught a 6 o'clock Friday morning class, and when that 6 o'clock in the morning class was over, we were free until 6 o'clock on Monday morning. And we spent a lot of time in Paris.